2,700 seniors in Marathon County draw benefits from the Senior Care Prescription Drug Program, which they find easy to use, according to County Administrator Brad Carger.
Right now, Senior Care is a very simple program and provides a good benefit to people. The seniors understand how to do it.
But Carger worries that may change. Under Governor Walker's proposed budget, Senior Care recipients will also be required to sign up for Medicare Part D in order to keep their coverage. Seniors will get a letter informing them of the requirement, and Carger says many of them may not follow the directions.
And I'm afraid that a lot of our customers will not understand the significance of that letter, and the complexity of signing up for Part D will end up where they don't get it done, and they have no benefit then.
Carger says if the proposed change goes through, the state should allocate resources to make sure seniors understand what they have to do so they don't lose their coverage.
I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to draw down some more federal money to support a Medicaid program with a massive deficit. But it strikes me that this is going to be a very damaging approach, and they need to allocate some resources so that they reach out to people and make sure that they understand what they need to do and help them do that.
This week, three Wisconsin Democratic members of Congress and Senator Herb Cole sent a letter to Governor Walker urging him not to implement the proposed change to the Senior Care Program. The change would also require federal approval, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.